So, Chris, we're just a week out from the start of the competitive season for the intermediate sides here in Donegal, and it's an earlier start than normal, and the general consensus is that all the clubs, of course, and those playing and those involved are all happy to do that.
Yeah, I suppose it seems like no time, Oisin, since we were recapping the end of the 2013 Ulster Senior League season, but over the winter the teams had got together and decided that the early start was... would sort of suit their approaches with the transfer window closing at the end of January. A lot of clubs felt that waiting until maybe late March, early April for a start of a league season was much too early, you know, for transferring players and having to wait maybe a couple of months before they saw competitive action. And there was a bit of talk about a return to a winter season, but with a lot of clubs feeling that the summer season suits them and that they can play sort of midweek games, they can play maybe a Friday evening, Saturday evening games to boost gates. They sort of felt that maybe this was something of a compromise. So rather than play either summer or winter, the Ulster Senior League now probably going into something that we could call a winter-summer season, Oisin.
And given the snowy conditions that we've been having this week, they could play a factor possibly at some stage over the opening number of weeks in the League Cup?
Yeah, I suppose very strange. Had we been starting a so-called summer season this weekend, Oisin, we could be looking at quite a few postponements. So... there may be a headache or two for Desi Kelly and his fixtures committee in the early part of the season.
So then, Chris, let's run down through the clubs. We'll start with the defending champions, Coghill Celtic, under the guidance, of course, of Donal O'Brien. They, of course, will go in as favourites since they are the defending champions. But football in Inishowen, as we've seen in the Inishowen League and in Coghill, very strong at the moment.
Yeah, very, very strong. And I suppose Coghill... have come into their own really since the departure, I suppose, of Buncrana Hartsoshing a couple of seasons ago. Coghill really down there now have probably the pick of Inishowen in a way, in that any player in the Inishowen League sort of worth his salt, Donal O'Brien and Coghill Celtic are going to be looking at him and going to be looking to take him into their squad now. What Coghill have done in the last few seasons is remarkable, you know, and Donal O'Brien deserves an awful lot of credit. They have really, really upped the ante down there and really taken the standard, I think, of the Ulster Senior League as a whole, because teams are now following Coghill's lead. And very tellingly, Donal has managed to retain all of his squad from 2013 and a very, very strong squad. Like, they won the League and Cup double last year and under pressure from Drumkeen United in both competitions. But, you know, Coghill had the know-how. They had that wee bit of experience on their squad, the wee bit of craft, and, you know, really all over Donal's squad, and it's not just the team with Coghill. I went down, for instance, a few weeks ago to watch them play in Finn Harps in a friendly, and he was able to take the likes of Paul McKinney. Garvin Freel was just coming back from injury, Malachy McDermott the same. They've got a really, really solid, anything up to maybe 20 players now in Coghill Celtic, and a lot of good young players coming along as well. So rightly so, Coghill on paper will start as the favourites for the new season.
And they're heading into the new season with, I suppose, more recent competitive action being involved in that FAI Intermediate Cup. Do you think that will stand to them, particularly in the early part of the campaign, Chris?
Yeah, I think it can stand on watching early in the campaign, but the danger for Donal, and I know before their game against Crumlin in December, I spoke to Donal, and he was a wee bit concerned that, you know, advancement in the Intermediate Cup would pretty much mean his side would have no break, and maybe the staying power towards the end of the 2014 season, it could come, maybe make things a wee bit difficult. But the fact that, you know, they've been very disappointed, obviously, to buy out of the Intermediate Cup, and, you know, there'd be no doubt about that. But what it has done, and maybe if there's a silver lining on that particular cloud, is that a squad has maybe been allowed to get something resembling a break, get a couple of weeks' break, and actually go into maybe a proper pre-season. That said, you know, the fact that they were competing and beating the likes of Crumlin United, I think will really stand to them, because that disappointment, obviously, then they'll be looking at the start of the 2014 Intermediate Cup and sort of saying, look, at you know, we have something to make up for here, because they, you know, they had serious designs in winning the Intermediate Cup, and rightly so, given their squad. You know, I've just listed a few names here they have. You know, the fact that they've managed to hold on to Gavin Cullen is a massive, massive boost, and Gavin Cullen's importance to Coghill Celtic really can't be understated. You know, the points that he won last year, and even going back again to that recent game against Crumlin, down in Buncrana, the replay, some of the saves he made were absolutely top drawer. And a good solid base in front of him in defence, you know, and the backbone of their team is so, so strong. The likes of Johnny Havlin, Malachy McDermott, Again, Malachy McDermott, a player I think Ollie Horgan had his eye on, but again, that Intermediate Cup run, I suppose, a boost to Donal O'Brien Oisin and that it's enabled them to keep the squad together, and the likes of Gavin and Malachy, who were really close, I think, to joining Finn Harps, wanting to see out the Intermediate Cup campaign. And the fact that that last round came sort of on the eve of the transfer deadline probably meant that Ollie Horgan had to pursue other options, and that's really worked to Cockle's favour. Elsewhere, you know, Mark Moran, Jerry Gill, Garvin Freel have all senior experience with Finn Harps, and that, again, can't be understated. So, yeah, look, Cockle Celtic squad, a bit of a surprise today, actually, that Donal hasn't managed to add significant signings. But that said, I know from talking to him recently that he is on the lookout for unattached players, and particularly, I think he noted the left-hand side of his team at left-back and the left side of midfield as areas that he wished to strengthen. So if he manages to do that in the early part of the campaign, then we could see Cockle up the ante again.
Moving on to Letterkenny Rovers now. They seem to be the big movers with transfers over the period at the start of the year. Very much a youthful side last year, but Trevor Scanlon has decided to bring in some big names of senior football into Letterkenny.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose what January was for Letterkenny Rovers, Oisin, it was a statement, you know, a real strong statement that Cockhill Celtic aren't going to be allowed to run away with this Ulster Senior League. And they watched last year very disappointingly that Cockhill and Drumkeen were slugging it out for the title. Kildrum were there or thereabouts until maybe the mid part of the season. But Letterkenny never really got a head of steam built up last year. And over the close season, Trevor has added some players of real intermediate calibre, you know. And the fact as well, though, that he has the likes already on paper of Darren McIlwain, prolific goal scorer, one of the most prolific goal scorers in the Ulster Senior League. And you know, Macca almost, you know, injury-free can guarantee you 20-25 goals a season, a massive, massive boost to any team. The experience of Jonathan Minnick as well, you know, for years, up in 20 years senior experience with Finn Harps and Shelburne and stuff. And adding to that then the likes of Stephen O'Donnell, a player who's had real injury trouble of late, probably, you know, would have been a member of Peter Hutton's first choice 11 at Finn Harps last season, but for his injury nightmare. Again, a player at intermediate level who's on his day, one of the best in the business. A really busy month for Letterkenny Rovers, and I suppose the administrators in Letterkenny Rovers have been processing all these transfers. Arno Hagan, Matthew Harkin, senior experience with Finn Harps last year. Oisin McMenamin has been with Finn Harps and most recently with Rathmullen Celtic. An excellent signing. And what these players, the likes of Oisin McMenamin and Stephen O'Donnell, do, they will add to the goal threat posed by Darren McIlwain. Darren Kenny Dorn from Newton Cunningham as well, a top-class player at Kildrum over the last few seasons in the Ulster Senior League. Young Barry O'Donnell, a good option at right-back. And perhaps one of their more notable signings, Oisin, and probably overshadowed by the likes of Stephen O'Donnell and the Oisin McMenamin, is Christopher Sweeney, the goalkeeper. I know in the last couple of years, Letterkenny have had a bit of trouble in the goalkeeping department, and that since Keelan McGettigan's departure, they haven't really been able to get a first-choice number one, and a real, I suppose, dependable number one, if you will. But the addition of Christopher Sweeney, he's got an Irish youth cap, and a player of real note in the Donegal League, excuse me, over the years. He could be one of the most important signings, but look, at on paper, what Letterkenny have is a massively strong squad, and a few good young players coming through there as well. Young Kevin McGrath, for example, who played in a friendly last week. And those players, they're under-19s, good experience of playing in that Air Tricity under-19 league. And look, if you're looking, I suppose, for a challenge to Cockhill's crown this year, then you would have to fancy Letterkenny to put in a strong season this year.
Drumkeen United finished as runners-up last year. Can they be as strong in 2014 as what they were in 2013, Chris?
I've sort of changed my approach on Drumkeen over the last few weeks, Oisin. Like, I thought 2013 would have seen Mickey Rogers and Drumkeen add a bit of what you would call sort of real quality to their team. But I suppose disappointed that they've lost David Shovlin to Finn Harps and Paddy Neely gone back to Finn Harps as well. That is a centre-back and a central midfielder of quite some standing that he's lost. They've also going to be without Richard Moore, their striker, and Shimi Nani Freel. Both those players have opted to stay with their respective teams in the Donegal League, Drumahoe and Cranford. What they have added, Stephen Conroy played in a recent friendly against Finn Harps, a goalkeeper who won a league title a couple of seasons back with Cockhill Celtic. Mickey has also added Niall McGonigal to his coaching staff, and they've been sort of active in the transfer market, but have kept it sort of low-key in a sense. At a guess at the moment, they do have real quality in their team. You know, Ronan Coyle has been the most prolific striker probably ever in the Ulster Senior League, I go as far as to say. But I do think they're lacking that marquee name that Coghill and Letterkenny both have.
Moving on to Finn Harps, Ollie Horgan, of course, at senior level has taken over the reins in Ballybofey. Finn Harps reserves will be playing in the Ulster Senior League. And you feel with the case being that they're the only senior club in Donegal, that Harps in this league should be doing better than what they have been doing over the last couple of years, Chris?
Yeah, they should, absolutely, Oisin. You know, it's probably no coincidence if we wind the clock back to 1999 when Charlie McKeever, that great Finn Harps team that was finishing fourth in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland, and were getting to an FAI Cup final, winning the Irish News Cup and stuff, that they had a real quality intermediate team at that stage. They actually won the Ulster Senior League in 1999, won it unbeaten, in fact. And it's probably no coincidence then that at a stage where Harps are sort of languishing in and around mid-table in the First Division, that they really haven't made an impression in the Ulster Senior League, certainly not the impression that they probably should have. They've left the appointment of a manager really late. Sam Hegarty only been confirmed on Monday night as the team manager for their Ulster Senior League team. So that means the transfer window has been and gone. And they're going to be pretty much reliant on the under-19 team. And I suppose maybe a bit of a disappointment for Sam that he hasn't got, didn't get something in the transfer window. But that said, Harps and Derry City for this as well, they are boosted by the fact that they can call upon, I think it's three senior players per game, so you would have to fancy them to be pretty strong on occasion, but their problem being is the consistency factor, you know, in their team, because of the seniors, it sort of fluctuates from week to week, and you couldn't really call their first 11, but that said, Oisin, to answer your question, yeah, look, you would have to say that Finn Harps really should be doing stronger, and I suppose something Ollie would be looking to do as well. Ollie haven't been involved for years in the Ulster Senior League with Finn, and will know its strengths, and probably will look to the Ulster Senior League team, given their budgetary constraints with the seniors, will certainly be looking to get developing players, as Derry City have done to great success over the last few years, is to get players graduating from the Ulster Senior League to the first team. And for them, that would be success rather, I suppose, than winning trophies at this level.
Derry City are going well in the under-19 League of Ireland. They did, of course, take the Northern Division this week following points being awarded to them after a Finn Harps game. They now go into the playoff situation, and that's going to be another feeding ground for putting players into the intermediate side. They won this a couple of years ago. Can you see Derry City, Chris, at the end of the season being thereabouts for the title contenders?
Yeah, I do, Oisin. You know, it's probably become a bit of a cliche to call Derry City a hotbed of soccer, but it's very, very true. And Eddie Sadak and the boys have taken, and I do feel it's something Finn Harps should be probably looking to mirror, is what Derry City have done to the Ulster Senior League team. Since Eddie Sadak and the boys have come in, it's been all about developing players for the first team. And we only have to look at some of those players. Barry McNamee, I suppose, being the most obvious example at the moment. Barry McNamee was playing for the Derry City Ulster Senior League team when an injury crisis forced Declan Devine to take this young lad from Remelton and put him in his first team. And since that day and hour, Barry McNamee has not looked back. And the fact that he's been on trial over at clubs like Nottingham Forest, it really sort of, in a way, you know, to feed all that right back to Ulster Senior League level, it shows where the senior clubs can use the Ulster Senior League to progress their own stock at first team level. And the Derry City team of last year, the likes of Ryan McBride has played in the Ulster Senior League. Young fellas then like Michael Duffy, Ryan Kern graduating into the first team squad on the back of having very, very good Ulster Senior League squads. And Derry City deserve us an immense credit. And the likes of Eddie Sadak, John Quigg, Huey Harkin, and these boys have put real, real effort into their Ulster Senior League team because they see the long-term benefits and they see that bigger picture. And when Eddie Sadak had managed to hold down that squad of players right from start to finish two seasons ago, it was no surprise that they won the Ulster Senior League. They play the right football the right way. Their discipline is absolutely excellent. And, you know, you have to say that really Derry City would be a model for any League of Ireland side that is looking to field a reserve team in a local intermediate league.